This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
A close friend of mine posted last year these following words, saying that last night, whilst praying the Taraweeh prayer, a man in his 50s collapsed after five or so units were completed. And an alert was made for any doctor in the congregation to come and see him. He was conscious. He seemed to be, alhamdulillah, in a good way. He was left with the doctor, and the congregation continued with the prayers. He was later taken to a nearby hospital, and there he was pronounced dead. What a beautiful way to die, dear brothers and sisters. And what a mighty indication of a person's standing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes. To be taken away during an act of worship. Do you aspire for that type of end? I certainly do. We ask Allah to give it to us and our parents and the Muslims. Here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَابِدٍ خَيْرًا إِسْتَعْمَلَهُ. If Allah Almighty wants good for a person, He puts him into action. So the companions, they said, how is this, O Messenger of Allah? What does that mean? He said, يُوَفِّقُهُ لِعَمَلٍ صَالِحٍ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ. It means that Allah Almighty will inspire him to do a good deed just before claiming his soul. Ya Allah. Oh Allah, put us into action therefore. The fact that so many started Ramadan with so much enthusiasm, which then began to fizzle out, is proof that it's all about the ending of matters, not about the beginnings. The thought of a person's dying moments has kept awake the most righteous of people as they soaked their pillows with their tears, thinking to themselves, what will my state be during that difficult hour? Will the trauma of seeing the face of the angel of death push me off the track of Islam when I need it the most? Will the burden of sins that I had yet repented from protect me or bar me from repeating the shahada, la ilaha illallah? Will I die as a Muslim? These are very scary thoughts. When the famous scholar of Islam, Sufyan al-Thawri, Abu Sa'id, was breathing his last, he was seen weeping. And they said to him, is it your sins that you fear? Is that what has induced your tears? He picked up a stick from the floor and he said, la dhunubi andi ahwan min hada. He said, you know, my sins are less significant in my eyes than even the stick. This is not my main worry. He said, وَلَكِنِّي أَخَافُ أَنْ أُسْلَبَ الْإِيمَانِ. But I fear the prospect of having faith, iman, pulled away from me moments before I die. And similarly, when Imam al-Shafi'i, may Allah have mercy upon him, was experiencing the throes of death, the pangs of dying, one of his students, al-Muzani, entered upon him. And he said to him, how are you feeling, O Imam? Imam al-Shafi'i responded with heartbreaking words. He said, أَصْبَحْتُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا رَاحِلًا. It looks like I will be this morning departing from this world. وَلِلْإِخْوَانِ مُفَارِقًا. And it seems as if I will be leaving my friends and bidding them farewell. وَلِرَبِّي مُلَاقِيًا. And it seems that I will be finally meeting my Lord. وَلَا أَدْرِي أتصير روحي إلى الجنة فأهنيها أم إلى النار فأعزيها. And I don't know whether my soul will be taken to paradise so that I should congratulate it, or it will be driven to hell so that I should mourn it. In fact, the closing words of the companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, that man whom the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, by Allah, I love you, O Mu'adh. When this great scholar of Islam, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, was laying on his deathbed, he was heard saying to those around him, انظروا هل أصبح الصباح. Look outside, look out the window, tell me, is it morning yet? Is it morning yet? And they would say to him, no, it's still night. La ba'd, it's still night. And then again he would repeat the same question, is it the morning yet? They would say to him, no, it's still the night. And they would reassure him that the sun had not yet risen. And after asking the same question a third time, he cried out and he said, أعوذ بالله من ليلة صباحها إلى النار. I seek protection in Allah from a night, the morning of which is in the fire. Now, hold on a minute. It seems that these words that you just heard belong to people who had led a life of sin and addictions to haram and procrastination and delay and laziness and play. That wasn't the case at all. These were people who led pious lives, full of worship, teaching, repentance, defending their religion. But they realized through their knowledge that this is when everything could go wrong. What is the situation of a person who fasts the entire day but then nibbles on something a minute before sunset? His fast is null and void. What is the situation of a person who stands in prayer for hours on end and then just before the prayer finishes, he loses his wudu? His prayer is what? Null and void. And similarly, a person may lead a long life of outward, underline that word, outward righteousness and worship. But just before those closing moments, everything could change and comes crashing down. And we have no guarantee how our dying end will be. However, alhamdulillah, I give you this good news, dear brothers and sisters, we have indications. Imam Ibn Kathir, he said the following words, حَافِظُوا عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ فِي حَالِ صِحَّتِكُمْ. Take care of your duties as Muslims during your times of health and well-being. If you have any desire to die upon Islam, فَإِنَّ الْكَرِيمَ قَدْ أَجْرَ عَادَتَهُ بِكَرَمِهِ أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَاشَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ مَاتَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ بُعِثَ عَلَيْهِ. He said, because Allah the Most Generous has once again displayed to us His infinite generosity, and He has decreed that whoever lives upon something will die upon something, and whoever dies upon something will be resurrected upon that thing. La ilaha illallah. So on these closing nights of the month of Ramadan, that final push really does say a lot about the person and where he stands in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ensure that you remain committed till the end of Ramadan, that is, and more importantly, till the end of your life.
Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Ramadan.